This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iesoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the 25 growing season's well underway, and as crops emerge across the state and farmers shift their focus to post-emergence crop protection, with applications on the horizon, timing and field conditions are going to be key. Spring started off warm and dry, but the recent swings towards cooler and wetter weather made it a challenge to stay on schedule. We'll take a look at what some agronomists are saying in the northwestern part of our state next.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs. All thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
As we take a look into the northwestern part of the state, that's where CHS Retail Product Specialist Andrew Schultz is keeping a close eye on crops there. He says farmers are currently evaluating crop stands and field conditions to determine the best path forward.
We got a head start. We were pretty dry throughout the winter in the whole tri-state area. As far as moisture goes, even with this damp weather that we've come into now, we're still a little behind. But with that being said, a lot of the crops up out of the ground, guys are starting to think about post-spraying, but the main worry or the main concern on most producers' minds is how their corn crop is actually looking due to this cool, damp weather.
Schultz discusses what he's been seeing in northwest Iowa fields and what farmers need to be thinking about.
Anybody who takes a trip around the countryside can tell, even at 60 mile an hour, that we have that tinge of yellow going on in a lot of our fields. So the main concern in my mind is when we start hitting these cool, wet weathers, there's a lot of things that are going on below ground that we can't even see. The main concern I have is root development, first and foremost. When we start looking at root development, we're starting to hinder or reduce absorption of nutrients. We're getting some yellowing due to photosynthesis activity. And with that, we're not taking up as much nitrogen. You can kind of keep going on and on. We're opening ourselves up for maybe even a little more disease pressure just because of that damp soil.
Schultz says that you may want to think about adding microfertilizers into your fields to help green up those plants.
We need to think about how are we going to manage our crop in season to reduce the amount of yield loss that we're looking at currently, maybe with some microfertilizers or things we can put in the spray tank to make sure that we're hitting it right where we need it and getting that crop pushed back into that green up stage, increasing photosynthesis until those roots can start developing again as we come into warmer weather. The other thing I'm talking to my agronomists and my producers about is getting a foliar feed nutrient out there and in the tank with it. Something that maybe has some nitrogen or some phosphorus. We don't always see a lot of potassium deficiencies when it's cool and wet like this. We usually see it when it's hot and dry. So things with phosphorus, micros, different zincs, manganese, sulfur, if we place that appropriately on this go-round with our post-herbicide spraying, we are going to get that green-up effect on our corn.
We have more on iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.